So we saw yesterday, firstly, by way of introduction to our sugya, we saw the Gemara in Daf Chof Omad Beis, which seemed to indicate pretty clearly that a derabbanan cannot be moitzi a deiraisa. If you remember, the Gemara said, we were wondering whether noshim are chayev in benching, chayev in birkas hamazon, deiraisa or derabbanan. To which the Gemara said, well, what's the difference? At the end of the day, they're definitely chayev to bench. So why would it make a difference whether mukhiv min atayra or midrabbanon? To which the Gemara answered, this does make a difference, because if we're only mukhiv midrabbanon, then they cannot be mitzi men who are chayev min atayra. So it seemed to be absolutely explicit in the Gemara that a chiyev derabbanon cannot be mitzi a deiraisa. That was what emerged from the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis. What also emerged from Daf Chof Amud Beis is that even a male who has eaten, let's not forget, he may also not be mechuyev in benching min hatayra, because it would depend on how much he ate. So he's not necessarily a chiyev da'iraisa if he eats kedei sevia, which means enough to be satiated on yes, then he's chiyev min hatayra. If, however, he eats a kazayis, then he's only mechuyev midrabbanan. And therefore, l'chayra, if you have two people eating together, one has had a kedei sevia, and one has only eaten a kazayis, then the kazayis man cannot be moitzi, the one who's eaten kedei sevia. Because once again, you run into a situation of a drabbanan being moitzi a deiraisa, which does not work. Those were the two yesodos that emerged from Daf Chof Amud Beis. With that, we moved on to our sugya in Daf Memches Amud Aleph, where we saw the whole story with Yanai and Shimon ben Shetach. So remember, Shimon ben Shetach is trying to be moitzi Yanai with benching. He's also leading the Zimun. And he said, if I've eaten nothing, then obviously I cannot bench on their behalf, because how can I possibly say Baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi? I haven't eaten anything. So what did he do? He had a cup of wine. And if you remember, the Gemara was unhappy with him, because the Gemara said, well, what does that help? You cannot be moitzi somebody in benching until you've had a kazayis dogon. And Shimon ben Shetach never had a kazayis of dogon. All he had was a cup of wine, and surely that's not enough. And the Gemara therefore left that just at that. We are unhappy with Shimon ben Shetach. Why? Because he never ate a kazayis of dogon. All he did was a cup of wine. Fine. The Gemara then added one more line, which was very important. And that was that we do have a braisa that seems to say that even if you did not eat a kazayis of dogon, you can still form a zimun. So how can you tell me that the minimum requirement is to eat a kazayis dogon, and yet we have it mufurish in the braisa that even if you just have a vegetable or less than that, you can form a zimun? And the Gemara reached the final conclusion, which was, yes, you can join a zimun with less than a kazayis of dogon, but you cannot be moitzi somebody in benching. Remember, there are two separate, unrelated issues. One issue is, can you be part of a threesome for a zimun? And that we are being machadish in our Gemara, that even if you didn't eat a kazayis of dogon, you have to have had something, but that something could even be, for example, a yerek, a vegetable. Yes, that will qualify you to join forces. You could be part of a zimun. But if, halacha number two, if you want to actually lead the benching and be moitzi others with benching, that's a different proposition. And for that, you have to have had at least a kazayis dogon. That is the sugya, basically, in a nutshell. Now, what is the enormous question that we have to deal with, which we mentioned yesterday? And that is, if you put the two sugyas together, the sugya in Daf Chof Amud Beis and the sugya in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, l'chayra, you arrive at an enormous stira What's the stira? Because our Gemara says absolutely clearly that in order to be moitzi somebody else with benching, you have to have had a kazayis dogon. Now, let's make an assumption. We mentioned this yesterday already. Shimon ben Shetach, who was being moitzi Yanai, how much did Yanai eat in his meal? Did Yanai... Sorry?
Doesn't say.
Surveyor.
The assumption would be that he ate Kadei Sviyah. Why would I assume that the king, Melech Yisrael, only ate in his Suda a Kazayis? It's unlikely. So the assumption would be that Yanai ate a full-blown Suda of Kadei Sviyah. If that's the case, we then arrive at the $64 billion question. If Shimon ben Shetach is going to be moitzi Yanai with benching, how much would Shimon ben Shetach surely have to eat? Also kadei sevir. Because if he only eats a kazayis dogon, then he's only mukhuyev midrabonon, and a drabonon cannot be moitzi a deiraisa. That's the big yesoid that emerged from Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that a woman, if she is only mukhuyev and benching midrabonon, cannot be moitzi a man. Why not? Because ein drabonon moitzi deiraisa. So if that's the big principle that we have to go with, so how can the Gemara possibly say that Shimon ben Shatach's mistake was that he didn't eat a kazayis dogon? Surely, even if he would have eaten a kazayis dogon, it still would not have sufficed. Bishloima, if Shimon ben Shetach was just forming part of a zimun, well then, in fact, you don't even need a kazayis dogon either. How much do you need? A minimal amount. You can have even a vegetable. So basically what really emerges is, and this is the big kasha, a kazayis dogon surely is neither here nor there. Why is it neither here nor there? Because if you are merely forming part of a zimun, you don't need a kazayis dogon. And if you are leading the benching, then a kazayis dogon doesn't help. So mimonafshach, as we would say in Yiddish, Nachum, a kazayis dogon is nishtahin or nishtaher. No, that's what you normally say. That's what you normally say. At least in Mishkafayim, that's the way they talk. Nishtahin and nishtaher. So what on earth is the significance of a kazayis dogon? Again, if Shimon ben Shetach would merely be forming part of the zimun, then I understand you don't need a kadei sevir, but actually you don't need a kazayis dogon either. But Shimon ben Shetach was doing more than just being part of the zimun. Shimon ben Shetach was actually being moitzi yanai with benching. Well, then kazayis dogon is not enough, because then he's only mukhoi midrabonon. And Yanai, who probably we're going to assume ate kadei sevir, is chayev doiraisa. How can a drabonon be moitzi a doiraisa? This is the big question that everybody has to deal with. So have a look at Rashi. We'll see at Rashi. And if this Rashi doesn't have you falling off your chairs, well, then you didn't understand Rashi. We'll see a very, very, very shver Rashi. Zok Rashi. We're on the bottom Rashi, a long Rashi on the omelet. Zok Rashi. Ad sheyoichal kazayis dogon. Gemara says that you cannot be moitzi others with benching until you have had a kazayis of dogon. In other words, once indeed you have had a kazayis dogon, then it's no problem. And the Gemara's only criticism of Shimon ben Shetach is that he didn't even have a kazayis of dogon. But had he had a kazayis of dogon, we would have been more than happy. We would have been more than happy. And this, therefore, is the big question. Why would we have been happy? So have a look now at Rashi. Zok Rashi. Umechi ochal kazayis dogon. Miho. Miho means however. However, when you would eat a kazayis of dogon, mapik. What does mapik mean? Then you would be able to be moitzi. Period. Put a big period there in your Rashi. Umechi ochal kazayis dogon. Once you have, however, eaten a kazayis dogon, then mapik would be able to be moitzi. You would be able to be moitzi. And the only problem with Shimon ben Shatach was that even a kazayis he never had. All he did was drink a cup of wine. Frekt Rashi, the big kasha, don't understand. Ask Rashi afal gav, the kazayis dogon, shiura de rabbonon hu. So this was the big kasha we just asked. What does it help to eat a kazayis of dogon? But a kazayis of dogon would merely obligate him to bench mid de rabbonon. Kedom abaperek misha mesu. As we said in the third parak in Daf Chof on the base, look at Rashi there in brackets. He sends you back to Chof on the base, which is the sugya we saw before. So how can the Gemara say that Shimon ben Shatach's mistake was that he never ate a kazayis? With the implication being that had he only ate a kazayis, then he would have been allowed to be moitzi yanai. But a kazayis only upgrades him to a drabonon. And Yanai presumably had a kadei sevia, which means that he is mechuyev min ha-Torah. So how can a drabonon be moitzi a deraisa? So Rashi is asking the big kasha. Says Rashi, and Rabbeisai, if you don't fall off your chairs reading this Rashi, then you haven't understood the Rashi. Because Rashi says, Miu, however, Kiven de Mechayev midrabonon, comma, seeing as you would be Mechuyev midrabonon, meaning if you'd eat a Kazayis dogon, Mechuyev bedovar korinon bay, then we would be able to classify you as a Mechuyev bedovar, umoitzi Rabim Yedei Chayvoson, and you would be allowed to be Moitzi the Rabim. I could see on the screen everybody sitting comfortably on their chairs. Not one person has fallen off. Nachum, you look very comfortable on your chair there.
I'm holding on tight.
You're holding on tight. Okay.
Yes.
We fell off yesterday.
You did fall off. What on earth is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is asking the question, and what's he saying? Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're mechuyev midrabanan, that's good enough.
What about
once you're mechuyev midrabanan, then you are called a mechuyev bedava, and you are allowed to be moitzi the rabbim yedei chayvason. What's going on? It's a mafurish gemara faket. Not only is it Mefurash a Gemara Faket, it's the very Gemara that Rashi just quoted in the Chof on the Beis. So this Rashi is a very, 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 very Shver Rashi, but Rabbi Yisrael, let's keep on going. It gets from bad to worse.
Or as a poet, when he gets up in the morning, he goes from bed to verse.
So, Rashi has pointed out that the Gemara seems to be saying quite clearly, had Shimon ben Shatach only eaten a kazayis dogon, then indeed he would have been able to imoitzi yanai in benching. Says Rashi, a kazayis of dogon only gets you to a chiyuv drabonon. Says Rashi, yes, that's enough. Once you are mechuyev midrabonon, at least you are a mechuyev. Obviously, if you haven't eaten anything, so you've got zero chiyuv. A zero chiyuv cannot possibly be moitzi somebody who does have a chiyuv. But once I'm mechuyev derabonon, what's the difference? Rabonon, deraisa, no problem at all.
Might it be that Rashi was just trying to understand the sugya, saying this is the case, this was the issue with Shimon ben Shatach, that the only issue was, it wasn't the issue of that he can motzi someone who is Saveya. He said, in other words, it might not be Rashi's opinion. He just might be trying to explain the sugya is saying that's what it is.
Yeah, but Hogufa, can there exist? Can there possibly exist an opinion like that?
Not that we've heard so far.
Can there exist an opinion that says a derabbanon is mitzia deraisa? Can there exist an opinion like that? Not. Because once you saw the Gemara in Daf Chaf on the base, where the Gemara says that if noshim amuchuyev in birkas amozin derabbanon, they cannot be mitzia men, because a derabbanon cannot be mitzia deraisa. So whether or not Rashi is expressing his own opinion, whether he's explaining the Gemara, it makes no difference to me. We have a Mufurish Gemara, unless you're going to tell me it's a machlaikas between two Gemaras, which is very unlikely, that a drabonim cannot be mitzia deraisa. So, as we say in Yiddish, Nachum, what's going on? Those words in Yiddish you do follow. Zok Rashi vayt v'im teima. Now Rashi asks as a question. What would be the halacha of a cotton shehigia legil chinuch? Now, obviously, if you're dealing with a cotton who has not even arrived at the age of chinuch, nishtova seredin, nothing to talk about. He's literally a zero chiv. But once he's got to the age of chinuch, would we all agree that he's now mukhuyev to bench, albeit only midrabbanan? A cotton can never be mukhuyev in a Torah. Says Rashi, I don't understand. Vim toima b'kotten shegia lechinuch ho loy omar hochi. A child who has reached the age of chinuch, we do not say that he's allowed to be moitzi an adult. I've just gone and told you, says Rashi, that once you are mukhuyev midrabbanan, then you can be moitzi a deraisa. But, says Rashi, a cotton cannot be moitzi an adult. How does Rashi know that? In the very Gemara, again, in the Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara that we mentioned before, it says so clearly. It says so clearly that a child cannot be moitzi his father in benching. By the way, is the connection clear today?
Yes.
A child cannot be moitzi his father in benching. So Rashi now has got himself in trouble. If I just told you that a drabonon be moitzi a deraisa, so why can a cotton not be moitzi a godoil?
Two strikes. Number one, he's only a drabonon. Number two, he's a cotton. It's not the same as an adult. It's not the same as an adult who is a mechuyev derabbanan. He at least is an adult.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, I'm saying there are two factors here. It's not just derabbanan versus derais. It's also the fact that he's a cotton.
No, but the fact that he's a cotton means that he's only mechuyev derabbanan. That's one factor. What's the second factor? I've got one factor that because of his age, he is merely mechuyev derabbanan, even though he's had a full-blown meal kidei sevir. What's the second factor? Sometimes, if, for example, what would be the halacha if a cotton would eat only a kazayas? Then you would be right, Rabbi Eliyahu David. If a cotton does not eat kidei sevir, he only eats a kazayas, then that's called trei drabonon. He's a double whammy drabonon. Number one, he's a child. And number two, he hasn't eaten enough anyway to mechayev him in atir. But when the cotton has eaten a full meal of kedei sevir, so l'chera, he is a chad derabonon. Although we will see, Rabbi Eliyahu David, the Rashi almost says your answer. So let's have a look slowly. It's a very, very difficult Rashi. So again, what's Rashi asking? Rashi says, in our Gemara, it seems to indicate that a drabonon, at least with regard to two adults, a drabonon can be moitzi a deraisa, and Rashi sees no inherent problem with that. Rashi is very comfortable. Once you are mukhuyev midrabonon, you are called a mukhuyev bedavo. No problem. Where does Rashi get stuck? Rashi only gets stuck with a Gemara in Daf Chaf that says that a child can't be moitzi his father. Why not? Yes, the child is a derabbanon, and the father is a deraisa, but we've just now said that a derabbanon can be made a deraisa. Zokt Rashi, hahu, in that case, meaning of the cotton, afilu midrabonam loy mechayev, the child is not obligated, even midrabonam, comma, da aleho da avuho, who the Rami lechinuche? Rather, on the father, Rami lechinuche is the obligation of chinuch.
But what does that have to do with our question?
Because here we have an enormous shaila. This is a world famous machlokes. A child is potur mikol hatorah kula, all 613 mitzvahs do not apply to a kohen. Yet there is an obligation called chinuch. What does that mean? Does that mean that the child has a chiyuv midrabanan, albeit he does not have a chiyuv min ha-Torah, because the Torah was never addressing children, but the chazal, the rabbanon, did put a chiyuv midrabanan on his shoulders? Or perhaps not. The child is exempt totally. The father has a chiyuv midrabanan to educate his children. Meaning, does the 10-year-old child have to go to the store to buy a lulav before Sukkot? Is it his business? Says Rashi, no, it is not. He has zero chiyuv. Not only is he not mukhiyuv min ha-Torah, he's not mukhiyuv midrabanan either. The father has a chiyuv midrabanan to go and buy a lulav for his child. The father has a chiyuv midrabanan to make sure that his child eats kosher. The father has a chiyuv midrabanan to make sure that his son hears shofar. But the child himself has zero chiyuv. So Rashi has very neatly answered his question. Rashi has not backed down. A derabanan can be moitzi a deraisa. How that fits in the Gemara and Daf Chof, we have no idea at this stage. But that is the principle that Rashi introduced us to. What was Rashi's question? If a derabanan can be moitzi a deraisa, so why can the child not be moitzi his father? Surely the child is a derabanan, and even if the father is a deraisa, but the derabanan is allowed to be moitzi a deraisa? Says Rashi, sorry, you made a mistake. The child is not mechuyav in derabanan. Really? What happened to the chiyuv of chinuch? That's an obligation that falls on the shoulders of the father. But the child himself is a zero bar chiyuva. That's why he cannot be moitzi his father.
The Gemara's answer on 20b doesn't help.
Sorry?
The Gemara says on 20b that if only the father was only the Rabbanon, then the child would be able to.
So one second. So let's just have a look at those two lines, three lines of Rashi again. It says Rashi again, Ve'im toima, the cotton shegia lechinuch. When you're talking about a child who's reached the age of chinuch, ha loy omar hachi. We did not say that a drabonon is allowed to be moitzi deraisa. Says Rashi, yes, that's different. Hahu, because in that case, afilu midrabonon loy mechayev. There, he's not even mechayev midrabonon. Da aleho da avua. It is on the father, the Romi, that there is an obligation, lechanuche, to educate him. So this is Rashi's world-famous opinion. Rashi's shitta in Brachas Daf Memches Amud Aleph, I have to remember this for life, is that there is no chiyuv mitzvahs on children whatsoever. Not min ha-Torah and not midrabanan. According to this, by the way, if a child would not have a parent, Rachmana Litzlan, so then he's got no chiyuv whatsoever to go and shake a lulav. Because according to Rashi, the child never had a chiyuv. at best, it's an obligation that falls on the shoulders of the father. But there is no father, then the father can't be obligated because there is no father. So therefore, if you ask Rashi, why can a child not be moitzi the father in benching? What will Rashi tell you?
He has no chiv at all.
Because you've got no chiv at all. Not because the child is a drabonon. No, a drabonon? A drabonon can be moitzi at the rice. That's no problem. According to Rashi, the reason why a child cannot be moitzi a godel is because a child has zero chiv. He might, yes?
But why then are we bringing in this obligation on the father to be machanech his child? What does chinuch have to do with it? If we're just going to say that a child, that a katan has no chiv whatsoever, fine. Why aren't we happy with just saying that? And why are we bringing in this business of being machanech child?
Because Rashi had to explain to us that you cannot simply state that a child has no obligation whatsoever. We do know there is a din called chinuch. Says Rashi, you're right, there's a din chinuch, but that is not a din that lands on his shoulders, that's a din that lands on the father's shoulders. That's why Rashi has to point that out. Merely to turn around and say, no, sorry, the question's a non-starter because the child has zero chiv whatsoever. Then that would be a very shver Rashi. What do you mean? But we know there's a din of chinuch. That's why Rashi has to add, you're right, there's a din of chinuch. But that din of chinuch does not land on the child, it lands on the father. So at this stage in Rashi, there's a whole continuation of Rashi quoting the Bahad we'll get to presently. But at this stage in the game, what does Rashi tell us? Rashi seems to be telling us that a derabbanon is allowed to be moitzi a deiraisa. Rashi had no problem with that whatsoever. What did Rashi have a problem with? Because the Gemara in Daf Chof on the base says that a child cannot be moitzi his father. That was Rashi's kasha. And that Rashi answered, betuv tam vadas. Very nice. That's not a problem, because at the end of the day, a child is not mechuyev at all. Rabbeisai, everybody here should be jumping up and down. Why should everybody be jumping up and down? Because that very Gemara in Daf Chof on the Beis spoke about another case besides for the cotton. And what was that? The Isha. And what did the Gemara say? That if the Isha is only mechuyev to bench midrabbanon, she cannot be moitzi a godel because of the rabbanon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. So what on earth is Rashi talking about over here? How can Rashi possibly say that a drabbanon can be moitzi a deraisa? And the only problem is a technicality with regard to a cotton, and the answer is no, because a cotton is not mechuyev. Rabbeisai, we have a mafurash Gemara that says an isha cannot be mitzi a man because she's a drabbanon and he is a deraisa. Why did Rashi ignore that? Baruch Hashem, my great, 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 great grandfather asks his kasha.
Who is that?
And it's printed on the page, the Heilige Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the page.
Mamish, he's your
ninth generation from Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Wow.
8 from the Chasam Sefer, 7 from the Ksav Sefer. I think I've mentioned in the past, though, on the night before I got married, Tammuz, Tovshin Muntes, 1999. I got a phone call from Rabbi Zriel Rosenbaum. Rabbi Zriel Rosenbaum is one of the Rosh Hashivas in Gateshead. He was a cousin of our family, a very proud Chasam Sefer Einikel, if ever there was one. And he apologized that I can't come to the wedding, and he gave me a bracha, obviously a Dvar Torah in the name of the Chasam Sefer. And then he said, and I'll never forget this, he said to me, you have to remember, you cannot go through life and say, you know, the Chasam Sefer, you know, they are my grandfathers. Rather, you have to behave in a way that they look down upon you and say, oh, that's my grandchild. That's what he told me. I'll call upon him. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you have at the side of the page, in the Gilyon Hashas. You have the Gilyon Hashas. In my version, it's printed on the bottom right-hand side of the page, but yes. In different Gemaras, it may be printed elsewhere. Yes. You have the Gilyon Hashas?
Yes. Yes.
There are two notes in the Gilyon Hashas. Look at the second one. The one that begins with the words Rashi. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rashi diba masre lat sheyoichal, hahu afilu midrabonon. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger begins by quoting the words of Rashi. Says the Heiliger Rabbi Akiva Eiger, v'kosheli. This is very difficult for me to understand. Ha omrinon shom. Surely we say there, the im noshim. If women, the birkas amozon, the rabbonon, if they're only obligated, midrabbonon, ein yecholois, they are not able, lahoitzi la'achirim. They cannot be moitzi men, the tzorachim. Well, there it is. That's the kasha. Which is a polite way of saying that it would seem to be that Rashi is absolutely neged a Gemara. How can Rashi say that, yes, a derabonon can be moitzia deiraisa? Ah, what about a cotton? No, a cotton is different. What do you mean a cotton is different? The very Gemara that talks about a cotton also spoke about an isha. And the Gemara said, mufurush, that if an isha is mukhuyev in birkas amazon derabonon, she cannot be moitzia men. So you seem, l'chayra, mufurush the Gemara, black on white, a drabonon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. So how can Rashi say that a drabonon can moitzi a deraisa? Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to suggest a teretz. What's the problem with the teretz? Is it why did Kvega not say it? One of the great Gedolei Yisrael in America, who was Nifta almost 20 years ago, I was there at his Levaya, it came to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Motcha Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. So his Levaya came to the Mir Yeshiva, and I was learning in the Mir at the time. One of the grandchildren of the Rosh Yeshiva said in his Hesped that he once learned a Gemara with his grandfather, Rav Motcha Gifter, and they saw a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And on the spot, Rav Gifter came up with a brilliant teretz to answer Rav Kivega's kasha. So the grandson was very excited. But Rav Gifter then spent the next 6 hours straight to relearn the whole sugya to try and work out, but why did Rav Kivega not say my answer? So whenever we suggest an answer to Rav Kivega's kasha, you take a deep breath. And you hold on tight and you say, maybe there's a suggestion, but one thing is for sure, Rabbi Kvega definitely thought of this 1,000 times and clearly did not hold of it. We have to know why. But I'd like to suggest a teretz nonetheless. Hold on tight, Rabbi Yisai, this is going to be very gishmak. Again, if we're not 1,000% clear in the question, we can't launch into the answer. What's the question? We have a Gemara that says that Shimon ben Shotach, if he would eat a kazayis dogon, then it could be moitzi yanai, which seems to indicate black on white, a derabonon could be moitzi a deraisa. Rashi compares that to a cotton, and Rashi says, no, a cotton is different. But Rashi, as far as Rashi is concerned, a derabonon could be moitzi a deraisa. So what's Rav Kivega's kasha? But the Gemara says an Isha cannot be moitzi a man because a Rabbanon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. So what's going on? Rabboisai, I'd like to make possibly the following distinction. There is a difference between Shimon ben Shotach eating a kazayis dogon and being chayv mid Rabbanon, as opposed to a woman who's only mechuyev in benching the Rabbonon. Her Rabbonon is different to Shimon ben Shetach's Rabbonon. Can anybody think of a reason why would her Drabonon be different to Shimon ben Shetach's Drabonon?
Yeah, art scroll gives it. I think he must give you, but I think he gives you a teretz. I'm not going to.
Can a woman ever be?
I'm not going to say.
Can a woman ever be mechuyev deraisa if she eats?
Oh, that's the answer, Rabbi Yehuda David. If noshim are potter from birkas amozen min atoira, then they're not in the whole parsha of birkas amozen at all.
Right.
They are not in that parasha. Why not? So we said yesterday, because they can't say Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael, because they don't have a Nachlan Eretz Yisrael. Come along Chazal. What did Chazal say? We will create, quote unquote, an artificial chiyuv. Women, you have no sheiches to Birchas Hamozen whatsoever. So we'll create a chiyuv ki'ilu you are chayev. What about Shimon ben Shatach? Shimon ben Shatach, if he eats a kedei sevia, then we all agree that what?
Deraisa.
So when he eats a kazayis dogon, that's not an artificial chiyuv. What is that? That's just a downgraded deraisa. That's somebody who essentially is mechuyev min haTorah. But he didn't quite get there. Why not? Because he didn't eat enough. So it's a mini version of the Deiraisa. A woman who's chayv in benching is not a mini Deiraisa. Why is it not a mini Deiraisa? As you just said, Rabbi Yehuda David, because she's never mechuyev min haTorah. So if that's the case, we can answer the stira between the two Gemaras. If Noshim would be Mechuyev Midrabonon, then they cannot be Maitzir Deiraisa. Why? Because their Derabonon has nothing to do with the Deiraisa. It is a new invention by the Chazal. Whereas Shimon ben Shotach, if you would eat a Kazayis of Dogon, you can't say that's nothing to do with the Deiraisa. That has everything to do with the Deiraisa, albeit it's not the full-blown Deiraisa Chiyuv, but it is a watered-down version of a Deiraisa. Says Rashi, then that's called your Mechuyev. You are Mechuyev, let's call it the mini Chiyuv. Whereas a woman in benching, that's not a mini Chiyuv. It's not a mini Chiyuv. She's got zero Chiyuv. Chazal created a brand new Chiyuv. So if that's the case, we can answer him, Kvegas Kasha. But I'll come on, we'll have to get back to this tomorrow. And Mishnah, there's plenty more to see. We have to talk about cotton and work out why Rabbi Kvega didn't say this Torah. It says, look at the end of Rashi, see the bottom places as well. There's lots still to see. Tomorrow's a Tanis.
Yes.
Rabbi Teves, how's everybody for share?
Okay.
Before I get weak.
Blinade. I normally have a glass of water in front of me, which I can't have tomorrow. But okay, Blinade will be on tomorrow. Mitzvah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.